Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Gold Star Media. So I texted Kate and I was like, hey, just walked back to the future and had a crazy thought. What if the night of this enchantment under the sea dance, Marty and Lorraine get violently drunk before they show up? Then while they park and they're sitting there in the parking lot waiting on George to come and save her, Marty passes out in the driver's seat. And when he comes to, Lorraine's sitting there all naked and sweaty with her bait and tackle hanging out. She whispers, finger me, Calvin. Marty thinks one in Rome and starts giving his future mother the old record scratch symphony.
Oh.
George walks up and sees this, and instead of saving her, gets incredibly jealous and starts spreading rumors about that at school. Yep, there goes Marty. Fingers McFly. Hey, welcome to another edition of Inside You. I'm Bill.
We're out there.
And finally, we're recording after an hour.
Yeah.
Trying to...
It's been a night already.
It has. So we spent an hour down here trying to get our green screen set up. And then we were going to record a video for Facebook, and outtakes aplenty.
Yeah, there is.
Just apparently... So, with the entire lighting setup and the green screen, the ThinkPen gets very nervous. I says to Raptor, I says, if this is what TV is ever going to be like if we ever get on TV, I don't want to do it. I don't want to do it. Plus, the studio lights are hot.
Yeah, they are.
Very hot.
It was kind of amusing, though.
It was, yeah. We got some good outtakes.
Yeah, we did.
put those together for a future YouTube video. But, yeah, it's another edition of Inside You, and it's late. And Raptor has not had a day off in thricely weeks.
Yeah.
Thricely a week. Because you got something going on at work soon, so...
Yeah.
You kind of got to get that taken care of, but my goodness. 3 weeks.
Pretty much, yeah.
I just realized that the studio light is on behind you, and it's shining in my face like E.T.'s finger.
Do you want me to turn it off?
No, that's all right. No, we'll use it for some extra videos for Instagram lighting. So yeah, no. The before we went to record the conversation about finger me, Calvin, and then I went on to say that. She says, now I kind of wish there was an alternate deleted scene with something like that. I was like, an alternate ending where Marty goes out to the garage and find his truck, and they ask Biff to wax it one more time. And he's like, sorry, Marty, no can do. I have to go help your mom with Calvin. And Marty's like, who the fuck is Calvin? Turns out, Marty didn't pull out when he and Lorraine fucked back in 55 and ended up getting her pregnant with a malformed inbred that she named Calvin, as to never forget. You see, Calvin is bound to a wheelchair for his inbred status has left him with birth defects. He can only speak his shorthand sign language and only say derp to communicate. Credits.
My God.
And then Kate goes, I just read that to Hunter and he spit out his drink. He said, that's so creative. Well, thank you, Hunter. because Hunter listens to our show every week.
Nice.
Hunter's 13 years old. He shouldn't be listening.
No, he shouldn't. Not at all.
So how was your week? Busy?
Busy.
That it?
Yeah. Busy. Like, seriously? Oh my God. I go to work. I sleep. I come home. I sleep. That's been my week. Mm. Like, I haven't done anything.
Oof.
Yeah, it's been...
You've been quiet.
It's been crazy. It's been very crazy.
No. I did write some stuff down.
Okay.
This week. Do you have personals this week?
Oh, I do.
Oh, okay. So we do that first?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, because I totally forgot about our segment. So if you don't know by now, this is our new every episode or every other episode segment, where it's called Hold the Roofies, where we read off fucked personals from the interwebs, from the Globe.
Yes.
Newspaper. Raptors are more... she gets them from the newspaper, so they're more tame, but I find mine on the interwebs. And if you don't know by now, the interwebs is a wretched hive of scum and villainy.
Yeah, it is.
So, I got mine...
sideways.
I got mine from cracked.com tonight. So we're gonna... 1, 2, 3, 4...
Blurry. God, what the fuck was I on?
14
I
taking... takes of that Radio Raptor.
When I was...
14.
Oh my God.
Wait, have you seen this? When you just about McFucking had it?
Yes.
Okay. So anyway, before we get into these personals, we like reading them off every week, and this is a segment we called Hold the Roofies. All right, so I think I went first last week. Who went first last week? Let's George and Karen this motherfucker. Who went first?
Steven!
Where's Steven?
We
need a Steven.
We do need a Steven. I go...
We need to mic up a Steven.
Yeah. I think you go first this week.
Okay. So yeah, I got mine from crack.com, the 10 creepiest Craigslist casual encounters.
Oh, jeez.
Some of them are awful. Number 10. I think it was a 10, a list of 10, but I don't think I screenshotted all 10. This one is called Bottom for Rape Fantasy Tonight/Tomorrow. Desired demographic: violent homosexuals. Violent.
Not all us homosexuals are violent, just putting that out there.
We know this. You're a kinder, gentler homosexual.
I really am.
Quote: submissive bottom here looking for one or more aggressive guys to come by late at night or early morning. I'm staying at the Ben Salem Hampton Inn. I know where the Ben Salem Hampton Inn is.
I kind of do.
Ben Salem is right down the street from Feasterville, where I used to live. Room door will be unlocked and I'll be asleep. Just walk in, drop your shorts, and bury your dick in my jock-strapped ass. Safe play only.
Oh my God.
I love the internet.
Right?
Fucking I. All right, you're up.
All right. Correctional Institute inmate.
Word.
Sophisticated and sexy.
Oh.
Some of these are really blurry and I don't know why.
But I apologize for the knocking around in my, in the office here. The pipes are banging around. It's fucking cold outside.
Yeah, it is.
So my radiators are kind of trying to heat up. So we apologize.
All right. Sophisticated and sexy. Single white female. 35.
Okay.
In search of stable gent for a long-term relationship.
Staple gent?
Stable.
Okay.
Stable.
Okay.
Okay.
Stable or staple?
Stable.
Stable. Okay.
I like travel, music, cooking, fishing, and quiet evenings. Release soon. Will relocate.
Oh. Okay. Yeah, I think I must have skipped number 9 because I went right to number 8. Pregnant, expecting mother. Desired demographics, knocked up ladies. Quote, thanks for reading this post. I am a well-built and drug-free gentleman with a strong sexual drive. I feel like I should do one of these in a sexy voice.
Go for it.
Oh, I was waiting for your reaction, like, please, no, don't, God. Or the, like... like when the kids are fucking around with Willy Wonka and Willy Wonka's like, please, no, stop, don't.
Do you realize how tired I am?
I'm not going to do the sexy voice. It's going to annoy you. Strong sexual drive. I have a desire to be with an expecting mother, pregnant, and want to make this fantasy come true. There is something so beautiful about pregnant women, and I would love nothing more than to please one. I play no games and ask that you do the same. Now, I will agree that there's something very attractive about pregnant women. However, if it is your ninth baby and you like turning tricks for beer money and you're just going you're just going to leech off the government and you come in the store wearing nothing but pants that on the back say extra crunchy. That's a true story, by the way. No. No. I respectfully decline. 1, 2, 3, go.
Alright. Loyal, honest, single white male. 61. Good looking.
Okay.
Widowed white male. Loving, caring companion. Alone, no family. Seeking a full-figured lady.
Fucking A.
18 to 70. Covering all grounds.
Jesus Christ.
Honest person.
18, so you know it's legal, but 70, just so they could still fuck.
Yeah. honest person, good sense of humor, caring, loving. Please send a photo, and I will do the same.
Oh. Oh. Okay. This one is called Drinks Tonight, I'll Buy Maybe. I'll Give You Oral in the Car. Desired demographic, age, and body type have intriguingly not been specified. I'm a 23-year-old male, brown hair, blue eyes, 5'11", 160 pounds. Attractive, athletic, and I'm looking for a woman to have drinks tonight and maybe do a little oral play in the car. I'd love to eat pussy. Email me or IM me on Yahoo at gargoylemygoods. Oh, excuse me, gargle my goods. I have more pics. I'll buy the drinks. No men in uppercase. All caps.
Oh my god. Done that one already. Single white male.
Mm-hmm.
Pension, 66, from East Honor.
Okay.
References.
No references required. You may need 3 family, friends, or business associates.
Relocatable, wishes special, senior lady, age open, work together, team, open-minded, disability, no money. Okay.
No money, all right. You see, Raptor, I brought down a notebook today just so I can write down.
That.
I can write down the titles so we don't forget them. All right, this one's called safe fisting bring intense orgasms, getting to be popular fun. Let's put a disclaimer on this. Fisting is never okay.
No,
because you could very much hurt somebody.
Yeah,
that. If it hurts somebody, then they gotta get an involuntary episiotomy. Like, which you're only supposed to get when you're giving birth, so no.
I don't want to be elbow deep.
No. 3 fingers, at least.
Sometimes even that's pushing it. Why am I talking about this? My mother listens to this.
I think we just found out something about our friendship that I don't really know. Jesus Christ. Oh, no. Well, welcome to the tentative last episode of Inside You. We hope you've enjoyed our silly little show.
Right.
Let me write that down. Fingers. Okay, so safe fisting, bring intense orgasms, getting to be popular fun. Desired demographic, woman who like their sexual organs to be treated like the African monkey trap. I found that very funny. Quote, experienced gentleman with smaller hands. Oh, thank fuck. Looking for a woman who enjoys being fisted. Yeah. Curious newcomers, welcome as well. If you've been there and done it, you already know. Ew.
Ew. Is that it?
Oh, that's it.
Okay.
I don't dare go on.
I wasn't sure.
Yo, I hope he clips his fingernails. Ew.
Ew. Oh. Always clip your fingernails.
Ew. God.
That is advice for anybody.
Anybody who likes to get, like, well, I mean, fisted. Or, you know, finger fucked until you squirt. Hashtag, hashtag FFHDSS. Got it right. Yay. Kobe. Oh, no. Who cares? Please, clip your fingernails or file them down or chew them off. Just
something.
Just remove them. Fuck it. Take your fingernails off altogether.
All right. In search of single white female.
Okay.
Within 60 miles of Cumming, Georgia.
Brilliant.
Really?
Brilliant.
Age 60 to 80. Retired nurse of plus. I'm a World War II vet, 80 plus. I'm 6'1 tall, and you should be less than 6'8.
So 6'7.
Yes.
Okay.
Any religion okay? No agnostics.
I was going to be like, hey, I take offense to that, but we're atheists. We're not agnostics. No matter. All right. So number five in this list, willing to please you, desired demographics, men who are into terrifying cross dressers. Quote, I am submissive CD willing to please. I have rented a residence in North Vegas off Craig Street. If interested, please email me for appointment. I'm very willing to please you. That's where it gets gross. Cause yeah. You know, he's writing this. He's, I'm very willing to please you.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Ew.
Ew.
Alt scientists would like to start an industrial company from scratch.
Can you? Can you please say that again?
Alt scientists would like to start an industrial company from scratch. That's the opening line of this.
Please read the goddamn personal.
Modern.
Mm-hmm.
In parentheses, light BDSM.
Is there a light BDSM thing?
I have no idea.
Instead of being choked with a belt, is it choked with like a...
a scarf.
A puka shell necklace.
Wife, as a modern light BDSM wife, need it. No diseases, divorces, smoking, drinking, prison, or fat.
Very specific.
Very specific.
All right, so this one's called Winter is Coming, I Want a Cuddle Buddy.
Don't we all?
I know. Desired demographic, cute and cuddly women. Quote, I'll provide the rugged good looks and the high metabolism. You provide the cute and cuddly. Not looking for a one-night thing. I want all of the winter or when one of us finds someone better, whichever comes first. P.S. I won't have sex with you. I'm saving it. Period.
Okay.
Christians.
Right. Black male. Late 70s. Widow. Handyman. 5'11", 155 pounds, light brown skin, retired, brown eyes, nice looking.
Oh, nice looking.
Yes.
So like, moderate looking.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Please don't have a snaggle tooth.
Looking for a female, any age, race, must love romance.
Must love dogs. Remember that piece of shit movie?
Yes.
Must love dogs. Who was in that? Is that Diane Lane?
Possibly.
She was so much better in Unfaithful when she was getting fucked up against a wall.
Yeah.
Sorry. Do you know how many times, Raptor, I wore that VHS tape out?
I believe it.
Diane Lane is hot.
Yeah.
Even as Martha Kent, because she played Superman's mom. I was just like, ooh, Martha. Martha, may I?
She is very good looking.
Very. Let's see. Okay. Quote, God, this never works, but is there a submissive lady out there? So now he's begging. Desired demographic. Women who want to be manhandled by a lover with a questionable sense of style. Quote, this is a recent picture of me taken 4 weeks ago. Just a tie.
Oh, okay.
Vanilla women is out of the question, and I only do kink. I only do kink women that have a drive and a need to be controlled and in a submissive relationship. We all have options, and yours is to be with a dominant lover. I am dumb. All caps.
Okay.
I am dumb. All caps. In a good way, I am not a beater, yell, or threaten. Any male can do that. We call them all assholes. A true dom knows how to control by asking once and can give you a look that will melt you in 1 second. That was very Barry White at the end.
That was.
A look that can melt you in 1 second. Oh, that's it.
All right.
You go.
Looking for a lady to live in Florida.
Oh.
Hold on.
I hear Florida's nice this time of year.
I have a triple wide trailer in a small town.
Fucking A, man. Oh, a triple wide?
Triple wide.
And now we're moving on up.
Very good condition.
Well, you don't want to run down triple wide.
No, you don't.
No. It's a lot of loose aluminum.
Yeah. Raise a small garden and have dogs that are very friendly.
Okay.
It's this last sentence that got me.
Okay.
All right. My name is Leon.
My name is Leon.
But they call me Red.
What a treat. What a gift. All right. This one is called Come With Me. And yes, it's spelled that way. Desired demographic. Masculine gay men under the age of 35. Quote, I'm a 33-year-old male. I would like to find a masculine male under 35. I'm offering OT.
I have no idea.
It's a typo. I'm offering to take you on a cruise to Hawaii. Expenses paid for me. Expenses paid with me. That is round trip to LA. Well, I mean, I'm not giving you a fucking free cruise to
right?
fucking Hawaii. I'll suck his dick.
No.
you were just like contemplating it. Dick in the mouth, the cruise to Hawaii.
I'll stay home.
Okay.
Is that it?
Mm-hmm.
All right, I have two more. Single white male. 6 foot. Caring, loyal, loving, older guy in search of gal 55 plus. That likes heels, boots, gloves... and other for long-term
hold up. Hold up. Heels, boots, gloves, and other.
Yeah.
So what's the other?
I don't know.
Sleeping mask? Vestigial tail?
I don't know.
Speaking of...
He doesn't specify.
Speaking of tails, I saw furries today at work. Furries.
Who posted that? Someone posted it the other day, too, on Facebook.
Furries. I got the fuck out of there before they started fucking.
Okay. Yeah. I probably would have, too.
Fucking rubbing their fur all over each other.
Heels, boots, gloves, others for long... pets, welcome, photo, please.
Rapist. Okay, this one's just called sodomy. I know. Desired demographic. Women who are attracted to cult leader types. David Koresh.
Wow.
Marshall Applewhite. The guy with the crazy eyes from the comment. Oh, fuck me, Marshall. All right, quote, sodomy is the ultimate act of trust. You could really get hurt if you resist. But pushing past that fear, by passing through it, light rally the joy that lies on the other side of convention. If you're an atheist, you will get to know God experientially from being fucked in the ass. End quote.
Oh, that was my last one. This other one I took a picture of, I've read before. Okay. I just read it all, so.
Well, that's it. If you have any weird personals you'd like to send our way, please send them to putusinsideyou@gmail.com or insideyouwithbillandraptor@gmail.com or facebook.com/insideyoupodcast or...
BillandRaptor@yahoo.com.
Isn't that what
I said? No, you said Gmail.
Inside you at BillandRaptor@yahoo.com. Yes. Put us inside you at gmail.com. Sometimes I get them mixed up.
I know.
Or Instagram @InsideYourPodcast. So let's start with the toilet story.
Yes.
So here's how it goes in depth.
Okay.
All right. So I get a text. Today is Saturday. It was last Saturday. So last Wednesday. I get a message at work saying the toilet won't go down. The toilet won't flush. Now, our toilet's messed up anyway. We share a sewer line with our neighbor, which is not that bad. It's a weak flush. It just happens like that. Sometimes you got to flush twice. Never been a problem. So I got home, and usually when I get home, I take the post-employment sit-down, the poo. And it was a thunder. It was just a thunderous, like, I almost cracked the porcelain.
Wow.
And then I flushed, and it didn't go down. So then I plunged a little bit, and it went down, but then I flushed a third time for posterity, came back up. So I'm like, fuck, something's down there. So days, Thursday, Friday, I'm sitting there fucking plunging this goddamn thing. Broke the plunger, bought a new one. That plunger's not working. Dumped a bucket of hot water down the toilet and some dish soap, because I read online that dish soap could make it slippery yeah. And dislodge whatever's down there. So the first time I did the dish soap, worked like a charm. Flush like a jet engine. Then it never flushed again. So I'm like, God damn it. So then I drove to Lowe's and bought another plunger, one of those Billo plungers.
Yeah.
And then I bought, it was the only thing you're really supposed to stick down a toilet when you have a clog that won't go down, like Drano kind of. It was like Max Force.
Yeah.
Something like that. It's the only thing safe for your pipes. Didn't work. Two nights in a row of that didn't work. So then, at my wit's end, I went to Lowe's and bought another plunger, and Lowe's had more uncloggy Drano type shit. So I bought some of that. Didn't work. All the time, now, the day before this thing clogged, Lennon threw some shit down the toilet. And he comes in the room, comes in my room and goes, I flushed Winnie the Pooh down the toilet. I'm like, excuse me? So he's like, me flush Winnie the Pooh down the toilet. So I went, no bother. So I go to the fucking toilet. And there's they're from Disney. They're called Tsum-Tsums.
Yeah.
It was a little Winnie the Pooh. It was floating in the water. I thought that was the only thing that was down there. I kept asking him, Lennon, did you flush anything down in the toilet? No. That's his standard answer. Lennon, did you flush anything else down the toilet? No. So now I'm at my wit's end. There's nothing there. It's like I can't get anything up. I even cleaned the toilet really well and stuck my fucking hand in the toilet bowl to try and get in there. Nothing. Nothing. I don't know what it is. So, does that work? I bought this stuff called Liquid Lightning, which has sulfuric acid in it. And I dumped that entire bottle down the toilet. Down there. Hey there, inside you listeners. Today's show is brought to you by Audible. Audible is offering our listeners a free audiobook with a 30-day free trial membership. Just go to audibletrial.com/insideyou and browse the unmatched selection of audio programs. Download a title free and start listening. It's that easy. Go to audibletrial.com/insideyou to get started today. Why Audible, you ask? Well, Audible content includes an unmatched selection of audiobooks, original audio shows, news, comedy, and more from the leading audiobook publishers, broadcasters, and entertainers. My favorite book that I've gotten off Audible, it's called Tough Shit, Life Advice from a Fat, Lazy Slob Who Did Good, by your favorite film director and mine, Kevin Smith, and it's read by the author. It's my favorite book that I've read in the last 5 years, but you can choose whatever you want. To download your free audiobook today, go to audibletrial.com/insideyou. Again, that's audibletrial.com/insideyou for your free audiobook. Thanks.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Now, which is safe to do. It's safe for all pipes and septic tanks if you use it the right way. Which I did. I used it the right way. Did not realize that there would be a sulfuric smell coming through my pipes. So who comes banging on my door but my neighbor? And he was like, I just wanted to make sure that everything was okay because I know we both have old oil burners, and sometimes when they start breaking down, they make a sulfur smell. So I was like, I'm so sorry. There's like my pipes. That was my fault. The boy stuck something out of the toilet trying to get it to salt. He goes, oh, okay. I just wanted to make sure, like, you know, carbon monoxide poisoning and things like that. It was good looking out on his part. So the next morning I called a plumber. I called Hiles Brothers and I said, hey, my son stuck something down the toilet. Can't get it out. Need a plumber. I go, okay, we'll be out on Wednesday. This was Monday. This was this past Monday. He said, all right, we'll be out Wednesday. I said, fuck, okay. Then I had to call my landlord and have them give permission for them to come on the property. And everything was fine. And then Stacy texts me and goes, you know, one of my friends at work had the same problem. And their husbands took the toilet all out of the floor. And that's how they got their toilet to work again. There was something stuck in there. It was a mega block from their grandson. I said, oh, I'm not really comfortable with my plumbing skills because my plumbing skills begin and end with very little. So I said to myself, I says, let's go to YouTube. So I went to YouTube to learn how to take the toilet out of the floor. I learned it pretty straightforward. There's a wax ring under the toilet that you have to replace. Luckily, they were $4 to replace one. Cool, fine. Get home, drain the toilet, turn the water line off, which was a fest in itself. Could not get the fucking water line off. And like, you've been in my bathroom. It's tiny.
Yeah.
So trying to get my big fucking meat, my big fucking banana hands behind this toilet to take everything off, fucked. So I do it. I unscrew everything. I took the tank off before I took the bowl off. So I took the tank off, put it in the tub. Now I took the bowl off. Now I had a pair of needle nose pliers. And blindly, I stick the pliers in the bottom of this fucking toilet, and I grab something. So I look Lennon straight in the face. I'm like, Lennon Raymond, you need to tell me what the fuck you put down here. Did you put anything else down the toilet? No? All right. So I yank, and it is my glasses. It's my fucking glasses that I had to pry out of this fucking toilet, which is missing a lens because the sulfuric acid ate one of the lenses.
Oh my God.
Okay. So I pull it out and I show him, I'm showing him these fucking, these glasses. And he goes, me put your glasses down the toilet. I'm like, oh yeah, you fucking did, didn't you? He's like, me sorry. I'm like, you're lucky that it was my spare pair and that it wasn't my main pair. Cause then we'd have a big problem. So put the toilet back together, put the tank back together, flushed it. It was fine. It was fine. But I had to passive aggressively call the plumber back and be like, hey, can we cancel the plumber? They're like, yeah, absolutely. Did you figure out what it was? Yeah. I took the toilet off the floor. Oh, sir, we don't recommend that. I'm like, yeah, we're way past gone with this. And, so yeah, it was my glasses. And she goes, oh, never heard of that before. She's like, I've heard of some things like the squishies, the kids' squishy toys, yeah. Legos, Mega Blocks, maybe even an action figure, maybe even a child's shoe, she said. But glasses is a first. And it makes sense because, you know, every time we flush, it's just being blocked and being fed back into the bowl. Because there's a fucking pair of glasses down there. So then Lennon won't let it go. Me flush your glasses down the toilet? I'm like, I'm going to give you a swirly. That's what's gonna happen. And then I was waiting for my neighbor to come home. So I went out and showed him. He was like, holy shit. Holy shit. yeah, that it, like a week of this fucking toilet being clogged. And that's what it was.
And then I get a text about it.
Well, Lennon goes, you going to tell Raptor? Tell Raptor. I'm like, what? What the? All right. All right.
I'm like, give the kid a cookie.
I don't know who the fuck you think you are trying to tell me what to do, but fine. I'll talk to Raptor. This is fine. Oh, God. I'm visually punching my man card as I'm putting the toilet back on. And then I called my brother, who is a plumber in Florida. And I was like, you'll be so proud of me. He's like, oh, way to go, bud. I was like, thanks, Jess. I feel so happy now. Oh, man. So if you're thinking about having kids, anybody, just know that the youngest one will inevitably flush something down the toilet.
Yeah.
That's the way it's going to be.
Sophie never did anything like that?
Oh, yeah, she flushed Stacy's wedding ring down the toilet. Her wedding band. Yeah, that was never to be seen again.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was in the house two houses ago.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I forgot about
she
that
She said
one.
She wanted to see it float. And it wasn't going to float.
No.
I heard it go kink, and then Sophie flushed the toilet. Before I can get there, it was gone. Because Stacy left it in the downstairs bathroom. Nothing of that magnitude, though. Like, I've never had to, like, take the toilet off of the base before.
That is a new one, though.
Yeah.
I've never heard of someone flushing glasses down the toilet.
Yeah. Then, like, I'm thinking, for what purpose did he do this? To see if they would actually go down? I mean, the opening valve for the flusher to go, like, for the water feed to go into the floor, is pretty big in diameter. But for the glasses to make it all the way around the pipes and get down there, which it did, it went down the hole and went around the it went around the curve,
yeah,
to go into the floor and didn't make it. That's where he lost me. That's where they.
So it probably the way it turned got stuck and couldn't turn all the way. Oh, that kid.
However, that's what I get for leaving my glasses in the bathroom. Like, I'll take responsibility for it just as much as he's got to. I gave him an early bedtime that night, and he was not happy. Why me have to go to bed early? I was like, why daddy can't see? Because you stuck my fucking glasses in the toilet. Stacy goes, you should frame them. That's fucked up. I was like, no. No, because they probably got, like, old and nasty now. Like, because now, and I had to handle them with fucking, like, pliers, because they're dump sulfuric acid down the fucking toilet. Yeah.
Oh my god. Oh, that kid.
Speaking of funny kids.
Yes.
So, I was watching Purple Rain last week. It's on Netflix.
Is it?
It is.
Huh.
The end comes where he gets on stage and he actually starts singing Purple Rain. It's my favorite part of the movie. Is that, first of all, that song fucks.
Yeah, it does.
I made the spicy meatball hands.
Yeah, he did.
The song fucks hard. Got one of the best guitar solos in any song ever. So I'm watching Purple Rain and here comes Sophie bombing in the room. Hi, Daddy. She looks at me, looks at the TV. Looks at me, looks at the TV. Just one of those beagle headcocks, like, huh. Looks at me and goes, Daddy, I have questions. I'm like, shoot. She goes, why is he wearing heels? I said, well, Prince Rogers Nelson was a tiny man, shorter than mommy. And she goes, so he's a midget? I was like, no. No. He was just a short guy. Well, why isn't he taller? It's just the way he was born. Okay. But heels? I'm like, maybe he wanted to feel tall. Was he gay? No.
No.
No. Prince Hung Dong. She goes, what does that mean? I'm like, no. No, I regretted it. Sorry. I said, Prince was a very, very, very straight. Although people did question him a lot. Oh, okay. His shirt's like a pirate. I was like, it completes the ensemble. What? The ensemble. Oh. Is that really him playing the guitar? Yes. Yes, it is. Can he play every instrument? Yes. Including the glockenspiel. What's that? I don't have time for all these questions. So then, Purple Rain comes to an end. He gets off stage. And he goes to the back and he hears people, like, roaring for him. So he goes back and he starts singing, I Will Die For You. Another fucking Prince fucker. Another Prince fucker. So, and now he's voguing on stage, grabbing his dick, grabbing his ass, like twerking and stuff. And she looks at me, looks back at the TV, looks at me, and she goes, he doesn't have a zipper on his pants, nor buttons. I said, who the fuck are you? She goes, well, how does he go to the bathroom? I was like, well, I assume that Prince Rogers Nelson undoes his entire situation to go to the bathroom. He pulls all of his pants down? I was like, you'd be surprised how many actual adults do that. No way. I'm like, Sophie, if mom finds us having this conversation, she's going to not only take it out on you, but me as well. So let's, can we stop? She's like, can we change the channel? I'm like, yeah, put on Disney Plus. kids.
Oh, man.
What else did I have? Purple Rain and Sophie hold the reviews. Coronavirus. Yo, this coronavirus is apparently no fucking joke.
No.
After President Trumpies said it was a fucking hoax.
Yeah.
By the Democrats to sabotage his reelection campaign. This motherfucker's going to get reelected no matter what. Come on.
Yeah.
I mean, at this point, I'm more inclined to support Pete Buttigieg because Andrew Yang dropped out. And the Yang gang. Listen, if I ever had the opportunity, I would love to sit down with Andrew Yang for an hour. He seems like a really cool dude to talk to. I just don't think our country's ready for him yet.
I don't think so.
It's a big old raptor yawn. You don't see those that often.
No.
Anymore.
No.
Inventory nights.
Yeah. I plan on getting completely shit-faced when I leave there Thursday. Because I am off Friday.
I was going to have a drink tonight, but I'm going to save it for tomorrow. But we'll use that story to wrap the show up.
Okay.
So the coronavirus. If you ain't heard, here's the thing. So everybody's freaking out because of the coronavirus. We sold out of dust masks at the store at Walmart.
People are like, don't buy them. Like, they're not going to do anything.
Well, some of them that we carry can do stuff. I mean, they can reduce it down to like 95% of airborne pathogens, which, okay, that's great. And that helps. First of all, if you touch your dick or you touch your puss, or you wipe your ass, wash your hands. It's the safest way to get rid of fucking bacteria.
Yeah.
Buy antibacterial hand sanitizer as well. But a lot of people are fucking... A lot of people are freaking the fuck out because they think it's going to be like the Black Plague again. Which it's not. It's not. It is almost specifically secluded to Eastern Asia.
Yeah.
And now it's in Italy. And Iran, because Trump put a travel ban to Iran today. But here's the thing. Only one person has died in the U.S. because of it. And that was today. A lady in Seattle. Washington State.
I thought I saw that wasn't connected.
Oh, was it? I watched Trump's press conference today, in which he looked like a rotisserie chicken. He did. The funny thing about him is he self-tans. And he uses a tanning bed. And he uses those little goggles that you put on when you go in a tanning bed.
Yeah.
So his eyes are a different shade than the rest of his face.
Yeah.
So he looks like an undercooked rotisserie chicken.
He really does.
The oysters of the chicken have not been done. His eyes are the raw part.
Yeah, I think that death was not because of...
But she did have it.
I didn't read the full article. Where did I see it?
Well, this is what I saw on CNN today. So there were nine cases in the U.S. Two were presumptuous. So it means they were jumping the gun on it a little bit. But there were seven confirmed cases in the U.S. One lady in Washington State died today. Whether it's related or not, she still had it.
Yeah.
Which means that they have to research and go, like, where'd she get it from? Has she been to China? By the way, I think this mixer is the last thing we'll be buying on Wish for a long time. By the way, everything comes from China.
Yeah, it does.
And the green screen. But
no, that came from New Jersey.
Oh, fucking A. Thanks, Jersey. but so like people are being misinformed about it.
Yeah.
And so here's the thing, because I did some research before you came over tonight, before the wife got home from work. So here's what people need to know, and I'm not an expert on anything, but this is just what I've been reading and releases from the CDC, the WHO, and things like that. So the coronavirus is an amalgamation of different viral infections, because the common cold is a coronavirus. The influenza that wiped out everybody in 1918, coronavirus. The more modern influenza, coronavirus. So it's a wide stretch. This thing is called COVID-19. This particular strain. Yes, it is. It can be more intense than a regular flu, but the most the demographic of people who are going to be more susceptible to severe infection or death, or it's going to be the elderly,
yeah,
because, or people with weakened immune systems. Like if you already have the flu and then you get infected with coronavirus, it's a 1-2 punch. But if you feel sick, well, first of all, wash your fucking hands, wash your dirty ass hands, wash your dick beaters, wash your bean flickers. I was waiting to say it. But, like, the coronavirus, everybody's acting like it's an epidemic. And with proper self-care, you can actually survive with very minimal actual medical care. Isolate yourself like you would do with any flu. Isolate yourself. If you have some, like, sick time at work to use your sick time. Take a couple days off. Yes, I know it sucks because you're not getting paid, but take a couple days off. Isolate yourself. Wash your hands, stay hydrated, monitor your fever. If your fever goes above, I think, like, above 102, of course, call a doctor.
Yeah.
But, I mean, with proper self-care, it'll go away. It's just going to be a little bit. Same like with the flu. But you should get your flu shot just in case you do need to be hospitalized, and they can differentiate between, okay, so they could rule out the flu, and you definitely have COVID-19. And don't believe anything Donald Trump says. Just don't.
You never do
it's
that.
Not a hoax by the Democrats. Joe Biden's not sitting in his basement.
No. No.
Thinking, and how can we get rid of Donald Trump? I know. Let's make up a pandemic. A stupid accusation. But for real, if you think you might have it, take the proper steps to take care of yourself. You know. And don't cough in anybody's face.
That's just common courtesy.
It is common courtesy. Cough into your elbow. That might be the safest bet because it is airborne. So, but it's not airborne. You know,
yeah.
Like it's not like. How do I equate it? I don't know how to equate that. It's not like an aerosol. It's not weaponized. But it's like, you know. It's airborne. If someone coughs in your general direction, don't look in their general direction. Take a big old inhale. Just turn away from them. But I don't want to see anybody die from this thing because it can be gnarly, and it's from bats, right? That's what I heard.
It's
from bats and something else that I can't pronounce, but it looks like a mixture between an armadillo and an anteater.
I don't know.
And they're it's coming from them. I mean, that's just a roundabout way of saying, like, take care of yourself. Take care of yourself. If you feel sick, take the proper, like, you know, most of us, like Roger and I, we'll go to work sick.
Yeah.
It's just the way it is. We got to make that bread. As I'm sure everybody has that mindset as well. But if you feel sick, especially with this COVID-19 virus going around, please take the proper steps to take care of yourself. Speaking of taking care of yourself, and we'll wrap this fucker up because you got to go home and go sleepies.
Yeah.
You got to work tomorrow, don't you?
Yeah.
God damn it, Raptor. Don't kill yourself, would you please?
I'll try not to.
You're half of a Z-level podcast. We need you.
You can go back to the bullshit, Bacon.
And you could probably swiftly go fuck yourself. Oh, by the way, so InsideYou.com, InsideYouPodcast.com has been updated a little bit. I did a little update on the homepage, if you didn't see that.
I haven't been on in a while.
Okay. So I did a little update to the home, to just the landing page of the website with just a description of the show. Didn't change anything else. But also you can go to insideyoupodcast.com/recommend for podcast recommendations and the like. Movies, music, whatever. Porn? No, not porn. Would we do porn? Like if we saw a really bomb porn parody, would we just be like, oh my God, they did a porn parody of Joker. It's called Joker.
Quite possibly.
Okay. But yeah, I will be posting more stuff, some stuff to the recommendation page. I have a podcast recommendation. It's called In Voorhees We Trust with Gourley and Rust.
Okay.
So there's a comedian. His name is Matt Gourley. Do you know who Matt Myra is? You ever listen to the old Nerdist podcast?
Yeah.
He was on with Chris Hardwick a lot.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
But he, so Matt Gourley and Matt Myra had a podcast called James Bonding. One of my favorite podcasts. And it's, can you guess what it's about? So Matt Gourley is also the prime, God bless. The prime suspect of where I get my little...
I mean, my British accent from, because that he does a really good impression of Ian Fleming, who wrote all the James Bond novels.
So, and that's kind of where I picked it up from, that kind of proper, like, I don't know.
Oh, I must only have one cocktail a day, and it must be big, and it must be strong. And you know what? I don't like women, you see. I don't respect them all that much.
That's how Ian Fleming sounded like. So, see, he has a podcast with a new guy named, Paul Rust. And they delve into the Friday the 13th movies.
Hmm.
It's wickedly funny.
I'll have to check that out.
It is wickedly funny. And I will post that to the insideyourpodcast.com/recommend. So speaking of taking care of yourself, so I gave up on my diet.
How soon in?
Wednesday.
I think you made it a couple days.
So I lost 5 pounds. Okay. So it turns out that I am breathtakingly addicted to sugar. As much as I'm addicted to cigarettes. And you don't really notice that until you go 2 days without it and everything starts to hit you in the dick. My kidneys hurt so fucking bad. And like, I know people are thinking, how do you know your kidneys hurt? The spots on your back where your kidneys would be if they were outside of your body, if they are stinging because you're not giving them the sugar that they need and you're causing an insulin spike, that fucking hurts. So Monday I was fucking struggling hard. Like I was even struggling to do podcast, promotion on Monday. Cause I was waking up fucking mad. And I was putting fucking heavy cream in my coffee that's not terrible.
It's not.
And then I made something called a chaffle.
Yeah.
Which, God damn it, Raptor. So I bought a waffle iron for the specific purpose of...
I bought one today. It's Mickey Mouse. I paid like $3 for it.
Oh.
Clearance sale, damn it.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And I got like an air fryer for like $15.
Yo, I need an air fryer too. And I hear they're all the rage.
They are really good. My mom has one. And I've made stuff and it's amazing.
So the recipe for this chaffle. So it's a waffle, but it's made from cheese.
Uh-huh.
That's the base for it. So the recipe called for a half cup of mozzarella cheese, shredded. Cool, can do that. Cut up into bits. Cool, can do that. Cocoa powder, an egg, some coconut flour, and liquid stevia was in the... the frosting, it was an Oreo chaffle. So the frosting in the middle was... it was a half cup of cream cheese and 2 tablespoons of butter. Mix that together with a squirt of liquid stevia. I had never had liquid stevia before. So I make it. My kitchen starts smelling like burnt ass hair.
Oh.
Yeah. So I open it. And I don't know what happened, but the batter, the quote-unquote batter, seized. And it just became a lump. So then I struggled to get the fucking hammer down on the waffle iron. I struggled. So then I went upstairs to pee, came down, the chaffle is ready. So let it cool, fucking mix up the frosting, I eat it. It tasted like fucking burnt cheese and ass hair.
Ew.
And the liquid stevia is... I can only equate it to maybe what gasoline might taste like. It was awful. It was one of the worst things I've ever eaten. And here I find out that I followed the recipe, but then I researched that particular recipe. You have to chop up the mozzarella cheese, but then you have to... put it in a chopper and get it to almost a grain consistency. I'm like, well, motherfucker, here I am eating fucking chunks of ass hair. It was awful. It was one of the worst things. So that, like, I really needed something sweet and that was supposed to satiate it. And that pissed me off that it was so awful, bad. So I got around the sweet thing with drinking water, but also the lovely things that Walmart sells, the Clear American things,
yeah,
which are keto friendly. This Fuji apple one fucks the right way.
Yeah, they are good.
It's so good. It's like carbonated Snapple apple.
The, have you tried the orange cream one?
No, but I tried the mandarin orange one. I have.
If you like creamsicles.
I do.
Try the orange cream. It's really good.
Okay. I tried, a key lime. Didn't like that very much.
Yeah. There's nothing to it. No.
Because then it just tastes like straight seltzer with a squirt of lime.
Yeah. I usually went for the orange cream, the apple, there's a wild cherry and there's a black cherry.
I love both. Those are good.
They were pretty good.
Sophie wanted one because I was buying so many, because they're 57 cents a bottle. So yeah. I stocked up, and Sophie got pineapple and coconut.
Ew.
Yeah, I didn't like that very much. But the mandarin orange was really good. And I switched from like, I'm not a big soda drinker now anyway, but I switched from drinking, I bought Coke Zero, which is fine.
The Mountain Dew Zero is actually not that bad.
Yeah, I know. The Coke Zero actually it tastes more like Coca-Cola than the regular Coke does in some ways. Like I really like Coke Zero, and Coke Zero Cherry is really good. Wednesday comes along and I've fucking had it. I've had it. I'm yelling at my associates. I don't know. Like, I warned them that I was on a diet and I was put, like, don't, like, I'm pushed, like, don't push me.
Yeah.
And they decided to push my buttons. So I'm like losing it. So I clocked out for lunch and some force of God had me go right past the clearance bakery section.
Oh.
And something inside me snapped. So I bought a 4-pack of massive cinnamon buns and cream cheese icing. And then I sat there in my car, crying, licking the frosting from this pan. I ate them all in one swift move. Licked the cream cheese frosting. It was so delicious, Raptor, that I saw Buddha. Do you know how good something has to be to see someone else's God?
Yeah.
And then I drank an entire half gallon of Gears iced tea in one sitting.
Oh.
So when I got home, I was throwing up. I was fucking miserable. However, I got my sweet tooth in, so I was happy. Like, it tasted good on the way out. It was gross.
Yeah.
But it also gave me, like, breathtaking diarrhea. Like, I thought I was going to have to go to the hospital. Like, my body, that might be exaggerating, but it was the worst I'd felt in a while.
Well, when I did that and, like, cut out the iced tea and stuff like that, that first, like, pint of iced tea, like, I felt like shit drinking it.
Mm-hmm. Now, I mean, it tasted delicious going in.
Oh, it did.
It was like, oh, manna from heaven, yes.
But then, like, my insides were, like, turning and, yeah, it was not good.
Mm-hmm. I mean, now it's tonight's Saturday, so Friday, Saturday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, I've just... Thursday was rough. Thursday, I drank an entire gallon of water in a matter of, like, 4 hours. Because I was really thirsty. And I'm like, all right, well, the water will flush everything out.
Yeah.
But then I felt worse. I was like, this may make me feel very bad. So I just kind of, until today, I kind of, and then, I was off Thursday, and Stacy went to work, and she took my debit card with her. And it was just me and Lennon, because Sophie was at school, and I didn't have the car. And I was like, God damn it. So I opened up Instacart and ordered snacks, had them delivered to the house. And then ate an entire bag of Sausalito cookies.
Oh.
Yeah. That one went down much easier, and I no regrets. None. However, so... I say I gave up on the diet, but I'm kind of like, Stacy's doing it more strictly than I am.
Yeah.
Stacy's lost 15 pounds already. I'm so fucking happy for her. I'm just proud of her. And she's sticking to it because she's had some rough days. And it says something about her character that she's doing it so hardcore and having a better time than I was. And, you know, she's struggled. She's like, God fucking damn it, I want a piece of cake or something like that. But she's sticking to it. And I told her I would do it with her, and I kind of let her down in that aspect. But I didn't, she's doing it very strictly. She's counting all of her carbs. She's counting her proteins, her sugars, and things like that. I think I was kind of jumping the gun on trying to get myself in shape, because keto can, you can respond to it very quickly and drop a big amount of weight in a small amount of time.
Yeah.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
And I've been able to do that in the past because due to my thyroid, my metabolism goes up and down. But when I was starting to crawl, when I'm starting to crawl back up to 300 pounds, that's when it was like, all right, well, something, my thyroid is now not doing what it's supposed to do. And now I'm kind of fucked. So I think I was kind of an idiot for thinking that I could do it the way that she could do it. Cause I don't think I should have done it like that.
No.
So I'm in the process now of trying to actually research good ways to lose weight and maybe just feel a little bit more fit instead of trying to just drop, like continue with the keto and drop weight in a big amount of time.
Yeah.
Granted, I lost 5 pounds. So, I mean, that's the devil telling me I shouldn't be.
Yeah.
That's Satan telling me, don't do the keto anymore. And also there's some keto things that I don't like. There's too many keto recipes that I don't care for because of my disdain for condiments and things like that. More negatives than positives with that. So I'm currently trying to figure out, what I can do slowly and safely instead of like, cause like, I don't want to be that person that drops a lot of weight in a short amount of time and then has a heart attack. So I'm trying to research some things to do it slowly. I gave up on keto. But maybe if I can just dial back on some things that I eat.
Yeah.
On just eating altogether. Maybe I'm researching intermittent fasting, which I've had no problems doing in the past because I can fucking, 2 years doing this podcast, how many times did I actually get something to eat? And then when we did get something to eat, I ate it. All of it. Baker's dozen of donuts.
Yeah.
I ate it and then I wouldn't eat at lunch for weeks and then do it again. And I have, that's just my metabolism, you know, eating up and slowing down. But I'm pretty sure I can do the intermittent fasting, and that's, I think that might be safer than for me. I'm not talking about Stacey. Stacey's doing great on this diet. I'm so proud of her. I think for me, the way my body reacts to stuff, I think it might be safer to just dial back on some of the stuff I eat. Still eat it, maybe, but less frequently.
Yeah.
Not have a gallon of Gears tea every single day.
No.
Because that actually very much was happening at one point. I've grown quite accustomed to drinking water, though, which has never happened before.
I get those, because, like, rarely drink like anything else. I have a bottle of water now. But I'll get like those.
I didn't even notice that.
Yep.
Usually you have like an energy drink or something.
Something, yeah.
Proud.
But I get those.
Hashtag proud family. I'm
sorry. Really?
I'm sorry. They're bringing it back.
I know. I saw that. like those Mio's. Those are like flavorings. Like they're good. And I mean, they are, you know, like no sugar, like, you know, are very low. And you only really need a little bit.
Right.
And I mean, it gives it more of like a juice flavor, but it's not juice.
Right. The back half of this diet is, so no matter what anybody says on YouTube or anything, there is no keto friendly way to make a cocktail. There's not.
No.
And for the things that we still want to do that, right?
Yeah.
So for the things that we want to do for this podcast and your YouTube channel, I don't want to keep drinking just for that YouTube channel. I like alcohol, like the taste of it. Always have, always will. It's yummy.
Yes.
Tomorrow night I'm going to have a drink called an Adios Motherfucker. It is a Long Island iced tea. However, instead of topping it with Coke, you top it with cranberry juice.
Ooh.
And I have very expensive cranberry juice that I bought from Aldi's.
Very expensive cranberry juice?
$9 a bottle.
My God.
Mm-hmm. So, you top it with cranberry instead of Coke, and it turns into an Adios Motherfucker. I don't know how it tastes, but I want to try it. You still do the lemon sour in it. You still do all the liquors.
Yeah.
But instead of the Coke, it's cranberry juice.
That'll definitely give it a different taste.
Mm-hmm. But like, so, I mean, there are times now when I have a drink every night, and then I will hold off for 2 weeks and then go back to having a drink every night. So maybe do that less frequently.
Yeah.
Maybe only have a really good cocktail, like, if we're shooting. If we take, like, a block of, like, 2 days and shoot a couple of these fuckers, maybe drink then and then lay off for a month, something like that. But I really do, the point of going on the diets and getting in shape, and, well, one, to benefit both of us, for Stacey and me, because we want to be around for the kids for a while. And two, because we are going to a tropical climate. I know you're getting sick of hearing about the cruise, but we're very excited. We don't get to go out by ourselves that often, especially on a vacation.
Yeah.
And 9 days away from the kids. It's going to be something. So we want to enjoy it, but we want to enjoy it the way we want to enjoy it with, which is we want to eat well. We want to drink well. We want to fuck well. It is what it is. But, you know, I think we'd like to look good in some swimsuits while doing it.
Yeah.
I've never felt comfortable in a swimsuit or with my shirt off for that matter. I'll shower with my shirt on if I could. I bitch tits for days. However, I was 400 pounds at one point. So yeah. I get that I have, you don't lose a, cause, and I'm, I, at my lightest, I was 230 pounds. And that's after weighing 400 pounds. So I know I had, you don't lose that amount of weight without having repercussions.
Yeah.
I.e., it's going to be gross, loose skin in places, which I absolutely do have. Hence, bitch titties. This is Bob. Bob had bitch tits. So, I'm currently working on a way to, I don't want to get a gym membership because that's not my crowd.
Yeah.
But a way to maybe get a little more active and stay fit without having to do heavy weight training. Low impact because my knees can't take heavy impact training.
What about just I know it's a little cold now, but like
walking. We're going to. Also, I downloaded some apps. One's called Home Workout. One's called Better Men, which actually cost. I didn't know that. I'm going to delete that one. And one's called Lose Weight. It's just called Lose Weight. And it gives you personalized, low-impact, 20-minute little home workouts. Get your blood going. It does a lot of, push-ups, sit-ups, burpees, squats, things like that. So I'm thinking about doing that, although I have to mentally prepare myself for that and physically, stretch and stuff.
Yeah.
That's something I've never done before. ASMR. We should come up with a little jingle every time we make a sound effect, ASMR. Our own radio station, WKUM. Come. But I mean, I'm still working at the goal to try and feel better, but I don't think keto is the right way to do it. That's not to say keto ain't the right one for right thing for anybody else. If it works for you, hey, it works for you, and great. It's a great way to lose some weight in a short amount of time. But not for me. I just like food too much. So I'm a picky eater, so certain foods, like cheeseburgers, pizza, preferably both at the same time. Or the entire family box of McDonald's that I'm still feeling from 2 weeks ago.
Oh.
God damn it. Never again. I can't do that again. It's not that I wouldn't want to again, it's I can't do it again. It's too much. That's 4 cheeseburgers.
That's a lot.
Maybe if you just filled one up full of french fries. It's fine. Yeah, McDonald's fries are fucking delicious.
They are.
But anything else for tonight before you fall asleep on the pod table?
I do not think so.
Oh, all right. Yeah, about an hour.
Yeah.
Not too shabby. So we'll close it up there, and we'll be back next week. Fucking our listenership. So our listenership went up exponentially in the last couple of days.
Yeah, it has.
We're a featured podcast on the comedy list in Pandora, which is
when I get a text saying you're a fucking genius, yeah. I'm like, okay, what the fuck did I do this time?
Well, I check our podcast stats every day.
I normally do too.
Because our host screwed the pooch on paying us for 1 month, And I had to get that figured out. So now I check it every time to make sure our PayPal is looked up and hooked up and stuff like that. So I looked at, we had an episode 3-4 weeks ago called the New Original.
Yeah.
I really liked that episode. It's a decent episode. It's now over 2,000 downloads for that episode.
Yeah, it is.
Which I'm like, what? But at the time, it was only like, when I texted you, it was just like shy of 1,000.
Yeah.
And I was like, what the fuck is going on? So I did, and our analytics through our host is very intuitive, so you could find out where it is. And most of it's from Pandora. And I was like, Raptor, you did it again. So I checked and it's from Pandora. Our most recent episode from the last episode we released is creeping up there. It's now coasted 1,000. So, our Facebook likes have gone up.
Yeah.
Exponentially too. I think they go part and parcel with each other. So, hey, thanks. And, for those of you who are new to listening, we really don't say come all that often, and I'd like to preemptively apologize for all the come talk. But then again, it's funny. Arcing gross of jism, squirting, it's all.
Yeah.
It's all relative. if you're new to listening, hey, welcome. And spread the word. Leave us a good review anywhere. Anywhere you can leave a podcast review.
Swags was pipping us out the other day.
Fucking A. That's good.
Yeah.
All right.
She just had a remodel in her store.
Mm-hmm.
And as one of the guys came in, was doing something, and he said something about listening to like podcasts and stuff like that. So she's like, hey, I got one for you to listen to.
That's our in. Every time I'm in conversation with somebody and they're like, I listen to a podcast too. I was like, and I don't tell them that it's me. If it's somewhere like close to like upper management, I'll be like, I won't tell them it's me, but I'll be like, hey, if you like uncomfortable podcasts, there's one called Inside You with Bill the Rapper. It's fucking crazy. Oh, who hosts it? A guy and his lesbian friend. I'll fucking have to check it out. Awesome. So I'll give him a link. And then I have never gotten any buck back by saying, that's you piece of shit. But, so anybody new listening, fucking pimp us out. That's not good. Pimp us out. And that's not any, well, anyway, pimp us out. Share us out on Facebook, share us out on Instagram, tag us on Instagram. Do what you can do. Do what you can do. Leave us a review too on or wherever you can leave us a review. That'd be nice. That'd be swell.
Or I mean, like, you don't even have to have like Apple products to follow. Just mm-hmm. Just follow us on like Apple Podcasts.
Yeah. Leave us a review on iTunes. Well, you can do that. Go to InsideYouPodcast.com and leave us some kind words. We'll get back to you. We promise. I mean, if anybody ever messaged us, which they don't, but if they did, we would respond post haste. So, that being said, email us, please. Put us InsideYou@gmail.com, InsideYouWithBillAndRaptor@yahoo.com.
Yes.
InsideYouPodcast.com/contact. You can drop us a line. Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, all the same. If you're an ICQ user, so still it's a dated joke, but it's a good one. So drop us a line and thanks so much for subscribing and listening. We very much appreciate it. And we'll be back next week to make you uncomfortable as fuck. So for this edition of Inside You, I'm Bill
Raptor,
and we're pulling out. Good night.